In Victoria, a Melbourne private school is scrapping the standard final year exams for Year 12 students because they're too competitive. The independent school in Kew will replace the existing secondary school curriculum with the International Baccalaureate, as Kelly Lazaro reports.
Alice Boland was 15 and living in America when she started studying her International Baccalaureate.
You have to do a certain amount of community service hours, you have to study a language, there's a history, a maths and English component as well. It really gives you a sort of broader range at that sort of late teens area. You're not really sure as to what you're interested in or what you want to focus on to study later in life.
But when she returned to Melbourne to do Year 12, her school didn't offer the IB. Now, in a controversial move, one school in Melbourne has decided to only offer the IB, an alternative to the traditional curriculum, which often appeals to students who want to study at universities overseas. Alice Boland says the curriculum of the International Baccalaureate has a stronger focus on inquiry-based research rather than rote learning.
Coming in to Year 12 VCE, I think they were quite surprised at how quickly I picked things up, and I credit that to the IB and to being able to be put into an environment that you don't have the experience on or the knowledge on. And I think it teaches you how to learn better rather than the actual content that you're learning.
Melbourne mother Kerry O'Shea has three children. Her daughter studied the IB, but her two younger sons chose a different path and did their VCE. She told ABC local radio in Melbourne that for her family, the VCE was a lot less stressful.
When my daughter did it, it was about 10 years ago now, they were encouraging the very academic kids to do it, and I must say it did give her a very good enter score. But by the same token, the boys who did VCE also got good enter scores and got into the universities that they wanted to get into with a lot less stress on us. Because IB is 2 years of consistent work, and you have to have a very well organised student who will put in that 2 years work. At the end of 2 years, they're examined on the entire 2 years work. So it felt like for 2 years she had not one spare minute, and it was very constant and stressful.
More than 4,000 schools around the world offer the International Baccalaureate. It has four streams, primary and middle years, as well as the two-year diploma course for the final years of secondary school. It also offers a careers program that incorporates vocational training. The Presill Independent School in Kew is the first school in Victoria to scrap VCE and only offer the IB for secondary school students. In a statement, the principal, Marilyn Smith, says the transition will take a few years, but VCE will be completely phased out by 2018.
We are eager to move away from the constraints and standardisation of the VCE with its reductive approach to disciplines and a narrow focus on competition as the impetus for learning.
Associate Professor Kay Margetts at the University of Melbourne's Graduate School of Education set up Australia's first university course for teachers to gain a qualification in IB teaching.
I think that's a very rich curriculum that it provides compared to our VCE program.
The number of schools offering the IB worldwide has grown by something like 46% in the past 5 years. Do you think that that growth will continue?
I think the growth will continue, and I'm seeing a lot of growth in the Asian countries particularly, and I know that China has had a very big adoption of the International Baccalaureate. What we're seeing here in Australia is a lot of schools, and particularly in Victoria, are offering it in the primary sector. And here in Victoria, we have many government schools offering that as a great foundation to students' ongoing learning.
That's Kay Margetts from the University of Melbourne.